And now to a part of our program we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask some of our guests we've interviewed to tell us what music they listen to. Today we hear from jazz pianist and composer Jason Moran. When we caught up with him, he had just been awarded the MacArthur Fellowship for $500,000. After our interview, we asked him what he listens to in his spare time.
In my spare time, I'm listening to a lot of music. The first song that I like to share is Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
I'm currently working on a dance party related to Fats Waller's music, a dance party I'm creating with Michelle Ndege Ocello, great singer and bassist and composer. And so we're re-examining all of Fats Waller's music, you know, who he was as a pop figure in the 30s, as a great pianist, as a band leader, and also as a person that made people want to dance. So the aim is to reintroduce Fats Waller as danceable music to a current dancing generation. So Ain't Misbehavin' is one of his signature pieces, and it's always one of my favorites.
I'm home about it, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehavin', saving all my love for you.
Second piece for you is Donny Hathaway's version of What's Going On.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you right here.
I mean, What's Going On is a famous piece by Marvin Gaye, but Donny lends the piece a little bit more upbeat, but then sings it as heartbreakingly as Marvin Gaye does.
What's going on?
And the last track that I'll present is Shake Anta Jop. It's by a drummer from Senegal, Dudu Njie Rose, and this is with his drum choir. Dudu is an extremely important figure in the drumming world and a very big star in Senegal. And a traveling musician that my band and I happened to see in Strasbourg, France, and were totally floored by what we saw he and his drum choir do and how he conducts these drummers through this extremely, extremely challenging music. The presence of 40 drums, you know, it's like standing in a club in front of the subwoofer, you know, in a dance club, and how it wants to pull your heart out of your chest because the pounding is so prominent. That's what it's like to hear Dudu and Jai Rose. So much so that one time when I was driving down a California highway, I was listening to this music and didn't know I was speeding until the cop pulled me over. So don't listen to his music while you drive. Those are my pieces, and they inspire me.
That was jazz pianist and composer Jason Moran telling us what's playing in his ear. To hear his interview and others from our program, go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More.